From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Last week, we reported that international economists released a hopeful report about Africa's economy. The African Development Bank, the United Nations Development Program, and the OECD Development Center wrote the report. It says economic growth on the continent is expected to increase by as much as 5 or 6% over the next 2 years. That would be the continent's highest growth rate since the worldwide economic recession in 2009. Economic experts say governments have established policies that are inviting to foreign investors. The report says that will fuel the expected growth. Ethiopia grew at a rate of almost 10%, the highest in East Africa. Economists believe Tanzania, Uganda, and Rwanda will have growth rates of between 6.5% and 7.5% from agriculture, industry, and services. Kenya's financial services and communication technology industries are expected to drive a growth rate of 6%. Economists expect 7% growth in West Africa's economy in the next 2 years. They say oil continues to be a major source of income, but that other industries are also important. Growth in Nigeria is coming from agriculture, trade, and information and communications technology. Manufacturing is helping Ghana grow. Sierra Leone is the fastest growing country in the area because of its iron ore exports, as well as its agriculture and building industries. In southern Africa, Angola, Mozambique, and Zambia are expected to grow between 5 and 7%. Labor problems and weak foreign export markets have affected growth in South Africa. But that country is still expected to grow almost 3% over the next 2 years. Angela Lusigi is an economist and policy advisor for the Regional Bureau for Africa in the UN Development Program.
Now, the next step is saying, how do we translate this stable macroeconomic framework into inclusive growth that touches the lives of people? Because one of the things that we are seeing is that there's a lot of inequality still. So as much as we're talking about growth, we have to see how that growth can impact all people and not just one group of people.
And that's the VOA Learning English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.